lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do you have any plans to fire Robert Mueller?
No, I don't.
And your favorite Back to the Future?
My favorite Back to the Future?
One, two, or three?
I hate to say it, I'm not a big fan of Back to the Future.
Ah, see.
Right. Why do we have these guests on?
What is with our guest line?
Seriously. Floors hadn't seen any of the new Star Wars movies, hadn't seen Back to the Future. Jeff, I expected better from you, sir. Goodness gracious. I thought we were friends.
I was too busy rewatching Star Wars movies all the time.
All right, we're fine.
Now you're just sucking up the job.
We're good. You're the best. You are the lawyer extraordinaire.
Hey, I wanted to bring you on for a real quick conversation. The appointment of Paul Thiessen, former House Speaker, Representative Paul Thiessen, to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Governor Mark Dayton announced this yesterday. This was had been rumored for a little while that Thiessen's name was in the running. Were you surprised at all by this appointment? And I don't know. I mean, if it seems unusual to me to have someone who, you know, has a career as a politician. I know Thiessen is an attorney outside of his duties as a state representative. But is it rare, or is it just my perception to have someone who, you know, has a career in politics be appointed to a Supreme Court like this?
No, I don't think it's rare. I think it's a little bit unusual in having a sitting state rep who was in such a partisan position, because of course, before being speaker, then being the minority leader, go directly to the Supreme Court. All the time we see governors in both parties appoint lawmakers, you know, legislators, senators to district court seats usually. And then they make their, and then, you know, they get their experience on the bench, and if they're a good judge, they move up to the Court of Appeals or to the Supreme Court. So that's not unheard of. It's also not unheard of to have quote unquote politician, serve on the state Supreme Court. We've had two, chief justices of the court in the last couple of decades. Sandy Keith, who had been a Democrat lieutenant governor in the 60s and then a candidate for governor, he was appointed by Governor Perpich to be the chief justice of the court. And then Kathleen Blatz, who had been a state representative, she had left her House seat, I believe, to become a district court judge, and then later was elevated to the Supreme Court. So, and in a way, with the way our state's constitution works, with judges having to stand for election every 6 years, in a way they're all politicians. If they want to stay on the court, they have to campaign and they have to get reelected. So it's a little different. Our system, where you have this appointment and then the judges stand for election, versus, you know, the Senate having any sort of advise and consent role here. They just go on and a lot of times they retire before they run for reelection. So there's a lot of turnover on the state Supreme Court.
It's an odd system that Minnesota has, for sure. Now, Thiessen has been characterized, and you mentioned it. I mean, he has a very partisan run during his time in the House of Representatives. He was considered one of the more partisan members. He was a speaker for a while. Now, some of that could just be a function of his role, and you know, you can't sit here and say that he is going to retain that partisan mindset as he rules on the court. But does it concern you at all to have somebody with that background and with that sort of reputation as being so partisan, having and being, you know, relatively young in terms of Supreme Court appointments, to have them appointed to the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, it doesn't really concern me. I mean, it concerns me that Mark Dayton has been able to appoint five of the seven justices on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, if you're someone that's defending property rights, or if you're trying to if you're a taxpayer appealing an adverse ruling of the tax court, and you're going up against five Mark Dayton appointees, I don't like your odds. we're sitting here in election year with the governor's seat open and available. I think that this is one of those functions of the governor that is, I think, less emphasized, but probably one of the most important functions. I mean, the governor appoints district court judges, court of appeals judges, and Supreme Court justices, and those judges have, at all levels, have a direct impact on a lot of people's lives.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thanks for sharing your perspective on this with us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy.